The Small Business Association in Barbados has just hosted a webinar on the impact of leadership on the organization. The SBA's Chief Executive Officer, Senator Dr. Lynette Holder, explained why.
And so we thought that this month of April, we will focus our attention on understanding really the essence of leadership. What is considered successful leadership? What is considered ineffective leadership? What do we need to do as managers of our own firms, as leaders across civil society, within our homes and the community at large? What do we need to do to improve our level of leadership?
Lead presenter was Professor Justin Robinson of the University of the West Indies. He made this observation.
Leaders tend to focus a lot on strategy. They see culture as this sort of namby-pamby, touchy-feely thing. You leave it for the HR department. And then they get quite frustrated when their wonderful strategies, which they are convinced will take the organization to the level it needs to be, are frustrated. So I think the first thing, and it sounds simplistic, but culture is who you are. It's how people react instinctively to things within the organization. So I think one, recognize the importance. Two, you don't have to buy my framework or that framework, but to have a framework, something like that, I think that's a critical step. Do the mapping, try to have some understanding. What is my organizational culture? Because it doesn't make sense to say that I'm going to have a culture, that my strategy is built around entrepreneurial activity and innovation, when your culture and your organization, what we may call a culture of safety and order, people, that's what they instinctively do. So you need to understand your culture. Now, if the culture doesn't fit with where you want to go strategically, you now then need to have a change management strategy that the rules didn't anticipate. That culture always seeks to impose order on it. So once that culture remains, and then that culture is reinforced by the whole rewards and punishments. So if you go into a government department and you get good service, is that employee rewarded? What might matter in that org and the culture is, but if you make a mistake, if you breach a procedure which goes on your file, you might face a significant penalty. So some of the behaviors we see are quite natural. You go in there, you understand, you know, you followed our rule book. That's the culture in here. Why are you trying to do something outside the rule book? So I think in answering your question, I say, one, don't see culture as something that them people in the HR department do and I don't have to worry about it. It's a critical thing. Try to map the culture and understand what the culture is. And importantly, you're not mapping it for its own sake. How does it fit with the strategy I'm trying to execute? So you either then have to change your strategy or try to change the culture.
I quite agree with you that it is not to be left to the HR department at all. The organization's culture is influenced from the top. So that CEO, managing director, owner, proprietor, you know, it's going to influence to a large extent the overall culture of the organization.
Senator Dr. Lynette Holder of the Small Business Association responding to Dr. Justin Robinson of the University of the West Indies. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.